platform available today. That's where they were going.
Can I interrupt you on another point before your time runs out? And that is that these briefs are both have a lot of, including the appendix, have a lot of confidential markings. I mean, I think the whole, those excerpts you have from the deposition are all marked confidential and so forth. I mean, it's kind of hard to contemplate writing an opinion if that's what happens or whatever. I'm just wondering, it wasn't clear to me why certain things were marked confidential and certain things were. So usually when we ask parties about that, they say, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm familiar with this court's views on that. And we have Cisco, my client Cisco has not marked anything confidential in the briefing. Unfortunately, those were designated by Appiri, which is represented by Goodwin. What we could do, Your Honor, is to go back and check with Appiri's counsel and urge them to de-designate some of that information and send a letter to the court in the next 2 or 3 days.
That's fine. You can do that.
Thank you. In my remaining time, I'd like to address the, even if we're wrong.
Inform them that if we feel it's necessary for our opinion, we'll probably use it anyway.
Okay.
This is an absolute plague. I mean,
I understand.
I know what it's like. You know, you go before the district court, everybody marks everything confidential. The district court doesn't have the time to police it. And it comes up here with a record. We've had, you know, standard arbitration clauses marked as confidential. Arguments that parties have made to the district court treated as confidential. It's awful.
If we need it for the opinion, we'll probably use it.
I'll tell them that, Your Honor.
Okay. Please proceed.
Okay. In addition...